Better and Longer with The Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
That yada, yada is from our favorite guest host, Michelle. Who are you?
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Wow. It's Melissa.
How long have we known each other?
DiStefano.
Really? Hi.
It's been a day. So I get forgiveness. I just got in a car accident on the way here.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
I know. So, guys, I got a brand new SUV about a month and a half ago. And I was just pulling up parallel to where my son gets his haircut. And so I was going to follow him in. But a lady pulled up in a parallel-ish, just kind of on the side of the shopping center. So she paralleled. And then I pulled up about 6 feet behind her. And he was just taking off his seatbelt to get out of the car, and she hits reverse and slams into us.
What? Why would she? She's not looking. Not paying attention.
No.
On her phone, texting.
Lord knows. But she certainly didn't turn around. And so I got out of the car. I thought, dang it. And Parker was okay. I mean, the car got rocked. I mean, it's certainly damaged. Mm. But I felt like we were okay. So I got out, and she opens the door, and I go, why didn't you look behind you? And I said it in kind of a laughy way. She goes, I did. I said, well, clearly you didn't. Maybe it's because you have all those boxes in your rearview mirror. And she goes, maybe. And then she kind of got a little weird. She was almost in denial. She goes, well, you were right up on me. I said, no, I was 6, 8, 10 feet behind you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so she got mad that I wanted to file a report. And I had said I'm going to call the non-emergency line and either get a police officer or a public service technician to come out.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're in a car accident.
And she goes, but I'll get a ticket. And I said, well, I'd like to make the report. I'd like to just have it. And that makes sense, especially when you're a victim of an accident,
yeah,
to make sure
absolutely.
It's all, she could have lied or whatever. So she's all riled up. Well, I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to get a ticket. And finally I said, you know, instead of yelling at me about why you shouldn't get a ticket, what you should be doing is apologizing for smashing into my brand new car with my child inside.
So people just don't have any manners. So selfish.
Yeah, and she goes, oh. And I said, listen, I'm not mad at you. It's an accident. It's that's why they call them accidents, mm-hmm. but we need to do this properly. She goes, well, no one's ever been so angry at me after an accident, which stressing maybe that she's been in a few. And I said, I'm not angry at you. She goes, well, you sounded. I said, listen, I didn't berate you. I didn't call you names. I just said, why didn't you look behind you? It's a simple conversational item when someone smashes into your car.
Yeah.
And so she was a little bizarre. And then when the PST came out and she calmed down, she was still a little bit. She goes, well, I backed up, but she was right there. Well, P.S., even if I was half an inch from her car, the second you move your car backwards into another vehicle, it's your fault.
Yes.
So there's that. Fortunately, I think Parker and I are okay.
Good, good.
And dang it for my car. But well, you know what? There are worse things in the world, and the humans being good is most important. So tell me about you. Tell us about you. You told us last time that you're dealing with cervical cancer.
Yep, I sure did.
And you have a new update. What's going on?
I do have a new update. Things kind of changed dramatically after our last podcast that we talked about this. So I had chemotherapy treatment, and they checked my levels about 2 weeks after.
And it's levels of what?
The cancer cells, like how much. And the levels are supposed to move by hundreds. And mine had only moved by 1 point. So the chemotherapy didn't affect the cancer. So we were going to do chemotherapy, 5 days of intravenous, 5 days of oral therapy, 5 days off for 6 rounds. So
yes.
3 months.
And that was going to start when?
The week after Thanksgiving. No, the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went back. I got a phone call from the surgical coordinator saying that they wanted to talk to me about my surgery. And I was assuming she meant the port that they were going to need to put in. And when I got to my appointment, the doctor walked in and started talking about a different kind of surgery. And I was like, whoa, 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 you need to back up because I don't know what you're talking
Isn't
about.
Isn't that weird?
They just assumed that I...
Skipping over something.
Right, right. So apparently I had a delayed reaction to the chemo, and my levels did drop enough for them to go ahead and do surgery first.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, I will be having surgery. And then chemo will start after that has healed. So either January 10th or January 16th, which means that I don't have to have chemo over the holidays. So that'll be really nice.
And that's a hysterectomy?
No, it's they're going to go in and remove, since the cervical cancer had spread, they're going to go in and remove where it had spread to, where that lesion is, and then around it where the mark, to make sure that they got it all. And then they're going to go in and do through my vagina, go in and I guess do whatever they have to do that way.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you won't even have a big incision.
Nope. It'll be all internal. Yeah.
That's good.
So now, yeah. Like, hey, I'm all for that rather than a full, let's make sure, see if that works. If that works, great.
And most importantly, when you're dealing with cancer, is just make sure that mother effer's gone.
Oh, I'm so ready to have an F cancer party as soon as this is all over. So ready.
Yeah. I had a few popcorn kernels show up in one of my breasts when I was nursing, right? Within a week of Ginger being born. And then I went to the OB and I go, listen, I feel these lumps. And she goes, yeah, I feel them too. Let's do a mammogram. And they did that. And then they saw them and they go, okay, we got to do an ultrasound. So I was on the table while they were doing the ultrasound with my, you know, 9-day-old baby. And I just thought, cut them off. Just cut them the hell off because I don't care. Yep. I don't care. It's all vanity at that point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice not to have the scars, but even if you did, just whatever.
I'd wear them proudly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's get rid of it. So I'm excited about that.
I am so excited about this.
I don't know if I've told you this before, but I am a rock star chemo date.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then we are definitely going to have to start dating.
So
will you go on a date with me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I will annoy all the other patients getting their chemo.
That's exactly what we want to do.
I'm a somewhat embarrassing chemo date. I could bring my microphone in and just host it.
We should totally do that. Like an on-the-spot fitness chemo podcast.
We could do that.
That would be so fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That's a way to make lemonade.
Heck yeah. Can we put vodka in that lemonade?
I can. Oh, and then everybody's got to know, because remember last time I talked about never having a beer?
Yes, I
right?
do.
Right? And so Melissa experienced this with me. And so I'm the nerd who goes, like, I'm stressed. I'm going to have a beer.
Okay, wait, hold on. In case you didn't listen to that last podcast, Fitz was very adamant about the fact that she doesn't drink, but maybe once a year, and it's one light beer, maybe two.
So lame.
And it's once a year. She can't drink a beer, otherwise she'd be completely tipsy, and really, one beer.
But it's not only one beer, but I have, you know, you got to drive, and I never ever drink and drive, and then I got the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My kids tend to bleed and break bones, so I like to be in control
for
that.
So do I.
And then when I travel, I got to wake up at 3 a.m.
Right. Mm-hmm.
and be presentable and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff.
So anyway, so it was last week. I was on my way to Monterey for the Big Sur Half Marathon, and I left Gainesville at 5 a.m., flew to Atlanta, and then I flew from Atlanta to Salt Lake City, and I took the state of Utah on, because at 9:15 in the morning, I walked into a sports bar, and I ordered a beer.
A big-ass beer. And then who did she text? Me. So who got to have a drunk text message conversation with Fitz? I did.
How happy was I?
It was freaking awesome. It was.
Well, I think I sent you a picture of
you
me
did.
And my beer,
you
right?
Did,
it was
yeah.
a big one.
I should put that on the Hottie Body.
No.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe
if
we'll
you
see.
Eat a donut or two or bacon. A lot of
what?
Bacon. Yeah. Robert Schultz, we should make her eat a lot of bacon.
I haven't eaten pork in over 20 years. It would give me stomach issues. Like,
I'll
eat a donut.
Blah.
I'll have a donut. No pain, please. But yeah, so I had a beer. And so this was the best part. I had the beer and then I look at my clock. Or my watch, whatever.
You
my
were drunk.
Phone.
It doesn't matter. Same thing.
Yeah. And then it tells me, crap, you got to get to your gate. And so I had about 20 minutes of drunk texting with you.
It was fantastic. It was really the best part of my, probably, no, I wouldn't even say day, like the best part of my week.
I was so happy. Mm-hmm. And then I got on the plane. I passed right out. I fell asleep for 90 minutes. That was it.
That's all it took. That was one beer.
Yeah,
and
but you
passed
know
out.
What?
Did you feel good?
9:15 in the morning in Utah, of all places, I had a beer.
It was, you were so happy. It was fantastic.
It was
fun. I'm so glad that you included me in that.
Thank you.
Like we were on a date. Look at that. It'll be our second date when you come for chemo. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice if I'm all having a beer in the
No, vodka and lemonade.
Vodka. Yeah. That'll be really fun. I'm a good time with vodka. So anything for you, Melissa?
Thanks, Fitz.
So my beer, that was exciting.
That was fun.
Of course, I haven't had one since. It was so great. You know, it's special occasion beer.
Yes, of course.
But this is the best, is I wanted to order lunch, and I couldn't even order lunch because they were still serving breakfast. And I had a beer at breakfast.
Well, it was Utah time, though, because it was lunchtime here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. I sound less lushy. So Big Sur Marathon was, or Big Sur Half Marathon at Monterey
Bay. The pictures were incredible. I'm totally jealous I was not there.
I am totally jealous of me, and I'm so sad I'm not there anymore. Mm-hmm. It's epic, beautiful race-cation. So anyone who wants to race that's not, run a race that's not at home, go there. We have races as small as a 3K, and I personally announce those. I've done it twice. Kid-oriented.
Wait, a 3K, that's a mile?
1.8. Yeah, 1.8 mile. But it's at Lover's Point.
Ooh,
I know.
Is it a sexy 3K or
it's
a kid's race?
It's a kid's, but whatever. There's adults too, and you can smooch and stuff at the finish if you feel. But it's these massive bonsai-looking trees. I don't know what kind of trees they are, but they look like big old bonsais. And they overlook the ocean, and the waves were so big that morning that they were actually crashing onto the course.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we had to move some of the sound equipment.
So it wouldn't get
because
wet.
Because it would have gotten wet.
Wow.
But it was really fun, and the people are great. And they have these people, the Blue Jackets. Big Sur Marathon is it's a nonprofit. So it has a board of directors, and many of the board of directors have actual jobs as race directors and so forth. But they're around. It feels muckety-muck, like a golf tournament, like a fancy Pinehurst golf tournament. And they're just wonderful, but the views are spectacular. I certainly am not worthy of those things. It's just so pretty. And I took some time off when I wasn't announcing. I took a bike ride. I rented a beach cruiser. And I went over, saw sea lions, hundreds of sea lions barking.
What?
Yeah, and then I just cruised along the coast. And it's such a quaint little town. And then Rudy and I announced the half marathon. And man, that was a blast. And you know, I think they've had more sedate announcing situation in the past.
Mm. So and the bossy blonde comes in and...
Well, not just the bossy blonde, but the two of us, we just work great together. And the feedback was it was the most fun start finish line they've ever had in all of their races. We have Corral A. So when people line up for a race, they put the fastest runners up front, slowest towards the back. And that's so people don't have to kind of weave around each other. You know, it's easier for the fast folks to take off. And but the problem for an announcer is we spend the most time at Corral A, but they're sometimes too serious.
Because they're the elites. They're the fast ones.
Well, the elites are actually up front. The Corral A is the Eddie McCoys, you know, just super fast. And just too serious. Not having a fun time. But we got our Corral A up and rowdy. Yeah, it was just so much fun. We had about 8,000 people, and they were the dream runners. We just had a blast.
I should do that race next time.
You should. And the Big Sur Full Marathon is coming up in April, but they have a relay, so four different people can do the relay.
Hotties, anybody want to do it with me? We should totally do that.
The relay is still available. The full is sold out, and that sells out in a heartbeat with a lottery. But then there's a 21-miler, which people, they call it a walk, but it's a run, whatever. You can run or walk. I think there's a 15-mile distance, a 9-mile, and a 5K. And then the day before, we have the 3Ks, which is, again, steered towards kids. But whatever, if you just want to have an excuse to go do a racecation, even if it's a 5K, Big Sur, go to BSIM.org. So Big Sur International Marathon.org.
Okay. We should do a relay. So anybody, let me know. Stephanie, Robert, Rob, anybody.
Carrie. Yeah. Oh, that would be fun, right? Come on, Carrie.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a blast. And Rudy and I will, we're already booked for it in April. So
oh, awesome.
You will yell
totally
at me.
Do that.
Yes.
Yes. That would be awesome. And speaking of, you said you were talking about the corrals. I did the Disney, the Wine and Dine
Pass.
And I'm also doing the Star Wars Challenge April.
Which is a 10K and a half marathon in April.
And I'm also doing the 5K as well.
Wow.
And I got to submit my time for a earlier corral because I did so good at the Wine and Dine, even though I really didn't try very hard. I know. I don't have to be in the last corral now.
No.
Probably the second to last, or maybe the...
You should not be in the last corral. I've been in the last corral. You should not be in the last corral. And then you went running with your nieces this weekend.
I did. Okay, so I drove to Georgia. My sister moves all the time. And so she is actually closer to me now than she has ever been, and she's in a different state. So she's 3 hours away, and I drove up to Richmond Hill, Virginia, which is right north of Savannah.
Georgia.
Richmond Hill, Georgia.
I was like, what?
No, they just moved from Virginia. Whew. And so I haven't seen my sister or my nieces in 2 years. And when I got there, it was just all big hugs. And they were asking me when I was going to go for a run and when we were going to do this and how are triathlons. And I was going to go. I went to their swim practice that night.
Oh, sweet.
They are amazing swimmers. How old are swimmers. They? 10.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm. They're twins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense.
And then, so went to their swim practice on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, I woke up early and they were both ready to go. And so Sydney got on her bike and Peyton got on her bike for the first little bit. And then Peyton ran with me the rest. So we did 6 miles and banged it out. We did breakfast in the pantry before we left. And then we did an after picture. It was so much fun.
I was impressed that they did 6 miles.
Peyton, they were both such troopers. And we
did you do walking in there?
We did a very little bit of walking.
That's
very
awesome.
Little. Yeah, and they kept a good pace. Peyton was like pushing a 9-minute mile. I'm like, whoa, girl, we got to slow down.
Yeah,
We can't do this for 6 miles. But it was so much fun. I loved running with them.
I'm glad you get to spend that quality time. And I saw one of them wearing your Wine and Dine shirt.
Yes, Peyton got to wear my Wine and Dine shirt. It was pretty cold that morning, and I haven't run outside in a while. I've been running on the treadmill a lot.
Yeah.
So, and it was pretty much the same weather here as it's been here. So it's been like 40 in the morning. So we were definitely a little bit chilly when we first started, but then you work up that sweat. And
yeah.
At least, I sweat. I know you don't sweat, but.
That's right. Do you know someone, who was it that looked, was it Jenny Misick who saw our picture? So I used our race finish line photo
as a profile.
I think it's still my profile picture. But someone looked at it and said that the fact that they heard about what we were saying about the finish line photo, she thought it was better. I don't know if it'll still be my profile picture when this episode airs, but
it totally should be. I mean, you should keep it up there for a long time. It's me. I mean,
forever.
Really, forever. Yeah.
Oh, but then someone comments on the photo and says, Fitz, I didn't know you were an amputee.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. What happened to your arm in the picture?
At first, I thought he was looking at my leg, and I thought, well, that's pretty obviously a big old knee brace, right? And he goes, no, your arm. And I look, and it does look like, I guess my left arm's in the back swing. Yeah. I think I would make a rockin' amputee.
You totally would.
I'm not afraid of that. I mean, I wouldn't prefer it, but I think it looks good. If I have to go that route,
then you know that you can rock it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would pull off anything I had to go have fun. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, so I almost ended up in a life-altering situation.
Oh, getting back to fun. You're in life.
Yes, life never stops around here. So I've got this cool guy friend, Thor.
Thor. The gladiator.
Right. Yeah. Well, his name is Michael Sorensen, and he's from Denmark. Ah. And so I met him at the Invictus Games in Orlando in May. So that's the Olympic-style games Prince Harry puts on every year for wounded veterans around the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I had gone to see chair basketball, and I was actually hired to go speak at Disney that day, which was convenient. I really wanted to go to the Invictus Games. I was trying to figure out a way to kind of get away from the kids, you know, because I feel guilty leaving. But then I had real work to do at Disney. So I went and spoke that morning, went and watched the chair basketball a few games, and it was spectacular. And one of the athletes, it's this guy, Michael, but he looks like Thor. He's got the chin-length hair. He's the Viking. He actually brought a hammer.
Oh, my gosh.
He swung around the hammer. Perfect character, and he's got a great big personality. So we met, and we actually took a great photo. And because of the photo, he said, will you share it with me? So we quickly did the Facebook friend, and we've kept in touch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We've kept in touch since the game. And actually, he's using the exact formula for weight loss. And I know he's lost 14 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Fantastic. And one of his friends, who I think is a sergeant, has lost 20 pounds.
Well, it works.
So we have Danish hobbies, right?
Yeah.
And so, and this is a scoop on Michael. He's a daredevil. He's mid, late 30s, and he has been stabbed twice, shot once, blown up twice. The first time he was blown up in Afghanistan, his friend stepped on the IED, which had a delayed response. The friend ran on. When the IED exploded, he was knocked off his feet into a wall, and he had suffered bruises and things, but he was okay. Man, he's got stories to tell. He's like, not only 9 lives, he's got 90 lives. Thank God. And so the last time he was blown up, hopefully, which is the last time he'll be blown up, but his vehicle ran over an IED, and he tells me, woke up in the hospital, He had 8 shattered vertebrae, 4 damaged discs. I think his hip was broken. He had a brain bleed. He had all sorts of stuff, but he woke up. The doctor said, Michael, we expect you never to walk again. And he said, F you. Mm-hmm. Without holding back.
Good for him.
Went back to sleep, was in a coma, and then when he woke up, he got back to the business of getting up on his feet. And so he's gone through a very long time with rehab, and just a sweet guy. He's a plugger. He really is. And so we talked about it the other day. He's in pain 24 hours a day. He's got numbness in the right leg. He's got all these obstacles, but if you look at him, he's living. He's motorcycling or riding a motorcycle. He's going on I think it's a 300-mile trek through Antarctica or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, or Iceland. He's just amazing. So he reached out. He still works for the Danish military and intelligence, Danish Army. And he was in Tennessee for a week. And then he decided he's in the States. He's going to go spend some more time in Florida with his friends. So he went scuba diving in the Keys with an American Marine he's friends with, visited another friend in Orlando, and he asked if he could come up and visit me. And I said, sure, and we decided to go paddleboarding. He had never done that before.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you are fantastic at that, I
am such a good paddleboarder. Mm-hmm. Jeez. So well, anyway.
You're a great paddleboard guide for someone who's on a very long swim.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I'm so good at it. Anyways, mm-hmm. I didn't bring my own paddleboard because the new car, the now trash new car, didn't have the luggage racks on it. So we went to this adventure outpost place and rented 2 paddle boards. And they're not sturdy like mine. They're the plasticky, kayaky kind. Mm. And so we get out there and I choose the 3-mile distance, which should take you about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending. And there's nobody else out on the river. We see 3 people total within 2 hours.
Wow.
Which is really limited. And so when we got in the water, he got up fairly quickly. He did great. He was a little uncomfortable with the balance at some points, but he was awesome because he's a great athlete. But I said, Michael, have you ever seen a gator? And he goes, I've seen one once. And I said, okay, well, keep your eye out.
Oh, no.
Maybe we'll see some.
You jinxed it.
And if you're unfamiliar with the way things work around here, we go down these rivers all the time. We know that 100% of the bodies of water in Florida have gators in them. That's the expectation. We even look in the pool before we jump in. Mm-hmm. But we know they're there, and you just kind of act accordingly. But if you're going down the river, and it's a 4th of July, and there's thousands of people, we know the gators kind of make themselves scarce. Yeah. They don't want to hang out with us. And that's a really good situation. But apparently, when you're in the water alone and nobody else is in there, they're not so scarce. So we get about a mile and a half in, and I'm towards, we're just going to call it the right side, right? We're going down, I'm on the right side of the river, which is maybe 20 yards wide, or maybe less. I don't know
what
if it's that wide. Santa Fe.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not big like the Suwannee. It's kind of narrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm towards the right side of the riverbank, and he goes, there's a gator. And I look up, and not only is it a gator, but it's the gator of your nightmares.
Like the hugest, biggest.
Yeah, it's the one if you go to Gatorland and there's 1,000 gators, everyone goes over to that one gator and goes, oh my God, look at that one. It was that gator.
Did he have T-Rex arms too?
He did. He was 10 to 12 feet long at least. And he was massive in girth. Oh. He was that wide one and he was gray. He was so scary. And so.
Did he bark at you? Did he make noises?
Oh my God. Well, he's just lying there. And so I have this moment of, okay, I just, you know, the adrenaline terror rolls through my heart, right?
Did you freeze or did you like
Start paddling? I just go, okay, I'm going to paddle away. And in my mind, I'm talking myself through, like, he doesn't want to hang out with me. Just keep going. Don't make a stink. And I'm doing paddling arms, if you guys don't know, right? I'm demonstrating.
Yeah, she's showing you exactly what she's doing right now.
I'm paddling and I'm thinking, okay, paddle away. I'm trying to just go past and to the other side of the river. And so I turn around and Michael's going towards it.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh,
and he's got
bad
his
idea,
GoPro
bad
up.
Idea.
I'm like, Michael, don't do that. Don't do that. Go over there. And I go, Michael, that's a mean dinosaur. Don't go over there. That's a monster. And he's going straight to it. And mind you, I'm paddling, but how far could I have gotten, right? I'm maybe now 20 feet from the gator. And so he literally paddles up 4 feet.
I am envisioning like a Jaws moment where the alligator.
Yeah, thank you, because that's what I had. So he's paddling up kind of towards the tail of the gator. Now, mind you, if the gator hadn't moved, I'm not sure what happened when Michael crashed into him, right? But the gator moves, and he moves in my direction, immediately goes under the water, and we can no longer see the gator.
So what did you do?
Besides dying inside, besides just every nightmare as a child living on a lake, Every nightmare coming true, right there.
In your mind, like,
the absolute worst monster gator is now under the water, possibly coming to jaws me.
Did Michael give you a piggyback ride the rest of the way?
No. And he's lucky. He's a big, strong man, but I could have taken him down right there. So what I do is I get on my knees because I don't want him to hit the paddleboard, and then I go flying in the water. Right. And then I'm engaged in the death roll while he's spinning me and drowning me before he eats
that
me.
That totally would happen.
Yeah. That's actually what would happen. That's technically what would happen. And so I get down on my knees so I have better balance, and I'm just paddling. And so I start paddling to the left side of the river thinking, well, if I need to cut bait and jump off and go, at least I could go there. I'll be safer on land. But I'm barefoot and I'm running into the swampy marsh, which, you know, there's other gators in there, right?
This is a horrible story.
It was a horrible story. So anyways, I'm paddling. Michael's like, hee, hee, hee. He had just fallen down before, like hit his knee on a rock.
Oh.
So I go, Michael, don't fall in, don't fall in. And so we paddled on. Thankfully, he did not jaws us, but that gator disappeared. I mean, that was not cool at all. It was not cool not seeing that gator. And so I told him, I said, I owe you a pinch. I'm going to pinch you so hard. And then I made a mental note that if I saw any more gators, don't tell him.
Yeah, no, the mouth shut. Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be my secret. And so we finally got out and we had a beautiful day. It was just a gorgeous day out on the river. It was actually a little chilly, so I was out there in a long sleeve shirt and shorts. It wasn't swimsuit type thing. And the people who rented us the canoe, they were picking us up, or the paddleboard, they were picking us up at the end. And so we get over there and they say, how'd you do? And I go, we saw a gator. And I go, and he chased it. They start yelling at him. They go, you shouldn't do that. You know, they're retaliatory. They'll come and get you if you make them mad. And he just laughs. He goes, he just wanted to cuddle.
Okay.
I was like, thanks, Denmark. So I pinched him hard.
That was not a... Ugh, that's a horrible story.
No, but here...
Glad everybody's okay.
There's a couple of things. He GoPro'd it. So eventually, when he gets his lazy butt up, come on, Michael, he's going to
upload it. Yeah, it's been like, what, a month now?
Like 4 days. But he flew back to Denmark and was trying out for the Invictus Games again for the team. So he's got a little leeway. But I'll come and find him if he doesn't do this. But... so he has it on video and photo, and we'll get it eventually. I'll show you.
Awesome.
But we're driving to lunch, and I go, Michael, so we need to give that guy a name.
The alligator.
I go, what's a, yeah, alligator. I go, what's a really tough guy name in Denmark? And he goes, Brian. Brian. I go, what? He's like, oh, yes. If you're Brian, you're a tough guy. Big, strong.
No,
I said, okay. So our gator, we call it Brian.
Brian the gator?
Yeah. It kind of diminishes it a little bit.
A little, yeah.
I said, we would have called it Brutus or Axel or Diesel or something. But no, Brian. So Brian. Maybe our Thor and Brian. Our alligator wears like eyeglasses and seersucker pants. But isn't that funny?
Oh, that was... No.
It wasn't. And then I thought I was over it. I thought, okay, thank goodness, nothing bad happened. But I went to bed that night.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't get to sleep. Mm. All the what-ifs went rolling through my head.
And you probably just replayed that alligator moment in your mind.
I did.
Over and over.
Isn't
yeah,
that
I would have done the same thing.
Huh. And then the other thing that happened, this is less horrifying.
Thank God.
I know. This is my final stupid story of the day. I think it's probably my last. I was on NBC Orlando this morning.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was good. I went in to talk about...
staying fit through the holidays, I bet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. I read your mind.
What was I talking about? So, and I've done that particular station a lot. It's a morning show that I think is on both NBC and the CW in Orlando. And they're really nice. And I used to go in frequently, and then I just kind of got lazy pitching them stories and got distracted. But I'll continue to go back more often. But today, I put on my microphone... And they do a sound check. I do the little, you know, my name is Fitz, blah, 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 1, 2, 3. They hear me fine. We get set up. Now, the thing I love about live TV is that there's no editing.
You just go for it.
Just do it. And so if I write an article, it might take me 20 minutes to write the article, maybe take me another 20 minutes to edit the article. Mm-hmm. You know, TV, especially live TV, is a great way to just get great information out there. If you stumble over your words, who cares? You just move on.
Just keep going. Yep.
So I'm with Jason and Jasmine, the anchors, and I'm standing on the right side. If you're looking at the TV, I'm on the left. They're both on the right. And we start talking, and I have 3 bullet points I want to get through and then demonstrate 2 exercises.
Okay.
And as we start talking, Jason comes around the back of me and says, your mic's not working really good.
Oh, no.
I know. So it was just, I was able to continue on, and I watched it, and it looked fine. But in my mind, I just had me, I had lost 10%. Mm. You know, it was kind of like the lean in. I said, oh, we can cuddle, but I just, yeah.
It throws you a little bit.
It did. It threw me a little bit. And so I got through it. I got all the information out. It went fine, but I think it would have been even better had we not had a mic-tastrophe.
A mic-tastrophe?
Yeah. And it's live TV. Well, you can't go, oh, cut, let's start over.
Yeah. Like we do here, because you and I stop all the time and just stop and start over.
We don't
start
actually
over.
Stop all
no,
the
we don't.
Time.
We don't ever stop. There's no editing. Just, this is live, really.
Just go along with our stupidity. But yeah, I had a
wait,
mic.
Who are you calling stupid?
No. Yes. My stupidity. But yeah, it was a mic catastrophe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm going to watch. When we're done with this, I'm going to watch. And I bet you it wasn't a mic catastrophe at all.
I hope not. I've only seen Stephanie Szymanski. She recorded it on the television off of her cell phone.
Oh.
It's really cute. So I've only watched it small in my cell phone, so I haven't really gotten a good look at it, but I hope it was good. Oh. It's kind of hard to backtrack and know whether you did a good job or not.
I'll let you know. I'll tell you for truth.
You know, tell me whether it was
if
awful.
You, yeah, if would you, you suck go fit donkey was, balls? I would totally tell you if it sucked.
I would
balls.
Never do that, by the way. That's so crass.
Oh, you are the bossy one. I'm sure that if I did a squat wrong, you'd be like, Melissa, you are sucking donkey balls right now.
I would not say that. I would just say you suck.
Oh, well, it's the same thing.
You're so tacky. So tacky. But that's okay. So here's what I want everyone to know.
Okay.
We have accomplished absolutely nothing today. We have not given out one bit of fitness advice.
Well, we can change that right now. This
no,
is
oh, no.
Okay. All right. Good. They must not. Show.
People tend to like it when we chat. That's what they've told me.
Okay.
And I had stuff I wanted to get off my chest.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to talk about your accident and, oh no, what? What did we forget?
We're talking about chests.
Oh.
So Melissa's lost so much weight. Tell them about that.
Oh, just go
can
from talking
that?
About donkey balls to boobs.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Boobs
it's
are great.
A normal transition.
Your boobs are way smaller.
They're pretty hot,
everything.
Right?
You were
totally
in a size.
Hot.
Let's talk about your jeans first. Your
okay,
jeans
so
were size.
My jeans were size 12.
Now.
They're a 6.
Holy mackerel.
That's like half, right?
Spectacular.
So a while ago, Jockey, the bra underwear people, came out with this new bra system where they measured underneath your breasts and then you like had a plastic cup and they were all numbered. It was totally a odd system. But the bra was amazing. So I got a bra from them when they first came out with the system. I think it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. And the first bra I got was a 38.8 because they don't do the cup sizes with letters. So it was a 38 around and an 8 size cup. And then I lost a little bit of weight and I was a 36.7. So I went down a little bit around and a little bit in the cup. And then those were getting a little
loose.
Yeah. So when I was in Orlando for the Wine and Dine, I stopped at the Jockey store on my way out of town and I got refitted. And now I am a 32.4.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We split your boobs in half.
Totally did.
But they are high and mighty now. They're fantastic.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Boobs are nice, but too much boobs sometimes is not nice,
it's
right?
Kind of a pain, yeah. I mean, it's big. Big boobs when you're wearing a strapless dress or when you have on something a little form-fitting, they get in the way. I mean, I know guys are all about the boobs, but really they just are
within
big
reason,
chunks
right?
of fat that are totally in the way.
No, but you wore these little dresses or a dress and then a halter, not a halter, a strapless shirt a couple weeks ago. Hotsy totsy, Melissa.
For when? For what?
When you were at Disney, remember?
Oh, for the dinner? For the
yeah,
dinner?
Yeah,
yeah.
You
that was
smoking.
Weird. Oh, thanks.
And your boobs looked especially great.
Thanks. Yeah. So, I plan on keeping here. So I'm happy where I am.
You
right
look
now.
Great.
Thanks.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Aw, so sweet.
I love you and your boobs.
Oh,
and
I love
your
you.
Size 6 butt.
Aw, thanks.
So fantastic.
You're pretty hot yourself.
Aw.
You're non-sweaty.
Do you notice I'm somewhat glamorous today?
You totally are. I'm assuming it's because you're on TV, not for me.
No,
but
I don't normally, but it's the hair's curled. I got my lashes on.
Totally glam.
I love
you should
my
wear
lashes.
That at the next race because you don't sweat, so.
You know what? Just to piss you off, I may do that. I may just torture everybody. I'm going to show up in some sort of
so
gown.
Did I tell you what my very favorite picture is of us at the race at the Wine and Dine? So there's a picture of you and I, and we're not at the finish line yet. We're getting there. And You haven't quite grabbed my hand so we can run through the finish line together. But you are running and you're getting to the finish line and you have this big smile on your face and you have perfect run form. And then there's me with my right arm up in the air. I'm like, yeah! And I'm sweating and I look really gross and like I've worked my ass off and you are like Barbie doll glam.
Yeah. It's still not true, we have good pictures.
We do. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I normally look a little ornery on race day.
But I kept you smiling.
You did.
Yeah. Bravo. And you bitched the whole time, so you just got it all off your
system. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, so we're going to pause for 1 second from the Happy Fun Fun to send our sympathies to Rob Stewart.
Yes.
One of my Hottie Body Fitness challengers. He's lost 50-something pounds since January.
Yes.
And he's a loyalist, and he works out hard, and... he has turned into quite the fit man, and so his father,
the gym guy.
Yeah, his father passed away yesterday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And heartbroken for him because I know that's a big loss. He was close with his dad. But what makes me super happy is that his father got to see Rob's transformation. And not only is he a successful businessman and he has a beautiful bride and a happy marriage, but I think his father can look at Rob knowing that he's going to have a very long, healthy, happy life that he deserves, and that's what parents want.
He started this fitness journey because of his dad, so I'm glad that his dad got to see him on this journey. And
It was very, very, very impressive. So Rob and Nikayla, we love you both, and we do send our sympathies, but we're so grateful your father got to see all of this success you've had this year, because I'm sure he will rest in peace knowing you'll be fine.
And you're in our thoughts and in our prayers.
That's right. Yeah. So, off the topics of alligators and boobs and cancer and races and car crashes.
Yes.
That was our mostly unproductive show ever. But I feel better. I feel like I've purged.
I think it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off to more antics. I'm sure we'll have more to share, right?
I'm down. Let's do it.
I'm fearing what's coming.
Let's get a beer.
Always is. Let's get a beer. All right, team. Thank you so much for listening to our nonsense. We love you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to those celebrating it.
Yes, have a great Thanksgiving. Remember, stick to the exact formula for weight loss because it works.
That's right. Easy on the beige stuff, except for the turkey.
And go for the bacon.
Get to work, people. I'm going to go kick Melissa's butt. Bye, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children a chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.